B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
By the way, joining us on the Comcast Business Hotline from The Athletic, does an amazing job covering the birds. Comcast Business, every day in business, a big day. Let Comcast Business keep you ready for what's next. The great Zach Berman, Zachariah.
Anthony, that was a great tease. I want to hear the end of that story.
Yeah, man, I'm afraid. I'm afraid Colby. All right? I'll tell you about him later. But, Zach, so here's I want to give you my game plan, both sides of the ball. All right?
Let's hear.
Because you and I always like to kind of X and O it a little bit. So, on offense, Saints are good defense, all right? They're very good against zone read stuff, right? It's a really good defense. They got Lattimore, who's terrific, shutdown corner, who's going to be on Devontae. So, here's my thing. Now, you're going to try to run it, and I want to try to run it with Miles. There's three keys. So, getting Miles on a wheel for a big play, because this game's going to come down to chunk plays and who can get more chunk plays, because I think it's a lower scoring game. So Miles on a wheel. I think Quez has to play a big role, a bigger role. You got to get, you know, two, three passes down the field with him. You got to get Quez involved, because I'm afraid of Lattimore on Devontae. And then the big one, Jalen's legs. They play a lot of man on the back end, right? And Jalen did a great job, if you remember, on Sunday where he caught Denver. Look, Denver was very aggressive. They did a lot of man zero. They did a lot of heavy blitzing. And Jalen identified it, thought he played his best half of football in the first half. And he also picked, when they were in man, backs turned to him. He got a big play, got loose. So that's what I'm looking at on offense. What do you think?
I agree with all that, right? And I do think that the Saints, I mean, they remember well last year. They were on, I think, that 9-game winning streak. They came into Philly on a Sunday night. It was Jalen Hurts' first start, and Jalen Hurts rushes for over 100 yards on them, and Beagles upset the Saints. I don't think Dennis Allen and Sean Payton are going to allow Jalen Hurts to run around as much. I think they're going to try to force the Eagles to beat them with Jalen Hurts' arm, and Hurts is going to have to make plays. The other thing I'll say there is you talked about this being chunk plays. The way the Eagles define explosive plays are 16 or more yards through the air, 10 or more yards through the ground, and they are actually number one in the NFL this year in those plays as far as how Nick Sirianni defines it, with, I believe, 98. Now, they haven't had their bye yet, so that helps. But
yeah, they also got a lot in garbage time. So I don't, sure. You know, I quell that number.
But what I'm saying is that I do think they're in agreement with you there, that they're going to need to get some yards and chunks in order to win this game.
Yeah. And you know what? You bring up a great point, because I agree with it. I think New Orleans is going to try to make Jalen beat you with his arm. And I just remember that one play, because they'll blitz. And remember the one play where Jalen was decisive. It wasn't one of these one read and out to the right. He correctly identified what defense they were in, and he saw an opening. He took off because he knew that the defensive backs were to him. Do you remember that play?
Yeah. And I think with Jalen, too, the progress you're seeing, and Sirianni said this, in terms of the way he sees the defense, that has become apparent. So you obviously look at him from that same start last year to now, but just in these past few weeks too, the progress that he's making in that area, he's going to have to make those types of plays like you just explained, where he sees what the Saints are trying to do for him and he takes advantage of it.
Yeah. I'll tell you, I loved how he played on Sunday. Right, the throw to Goddard, Zach, was beautiful, sliding. We always talk about movement in the pocket, and he slid nicely and delivered a dime.
Yeah, and Sirianni spoke about that this week, said he wouldn't have made that play a few weeks ago. Sirianni said he would have tucked that a few weeks ago. The the pass that really sticks out to me, too, is right before halftime. If you remember, Quez Watkins drops it, the back corner of the end zone.
Yeah,
but,
beautiful throw.
I mean, Jalen put that in a spot, right?
Yep.
Like that.
That was a drop in the bucket. That was a bucket. Yeah, I agree.
That's also the type of pass, too, that when you're talking about Jalen's accuracy, when he can make passes like that, it changes the way people look at him.
Yeah, I'm with you. So when you look at on the other side of the ball, I mean, let's be honest here. You got a team that's devoid of a lot of weapons, right? You're going to get Kamara back, and that obviously he's terrific. But it's Trevor Siemian. The last time you saw Trevor Siemian, he's wearing a Broncos uniform. You put up a 50-burger that day. It was the Super Bowl year. You know, we know what Siemian is. He's better than what he was, but he's still a journeyman type of guy, more of a backup. And it's not like they got, you know, Michael Thomas running around. So I would be disappointed if the Eagles' defense was not stingy.
You're absolutely right. And with the way this Eagles' defense has played this year, good quarterbacks have had big days on them, and they've taken advantage of middle tier or below average quarterbacks. And the Eagles can't let Trevor Siemian get hot. Unlike you said, he doesn't have the weapons around him. He has an elite offensive mind calling the plays, but he doesn't have the weapons around him there. And I do think Gannon and that defense, they're going to make it a tough day for Siemian. Siemian's played better than his reputation would suggest. He's put the Saints in positions to beat the Falcons and the Titans the past 2 weeks. That said, this Eagles defense at home needs to make it a hard day for him.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
So what are you thinking? I mean, the obvious is when you look at the playoffs and they're very much alive because of the schedule and the competition and everything else. Are they, if you close your eyes, are they a playoff team to you?
They're a playoff team to me in that the way I see the season finishing and the way I see the NFC finishing, yeah, I think they're going to be right in the mix for that seventh seed. I think that if they can beat the Saints, there's enough, there are enough winnable games on the schedule to get them to 9 wins. And if you're 9-8 this year, does that get you in? It might with a 7, you know, playoff team. So, I think they're going to be right in the mix. I don't think New Year's Day we're going to be talking about the draft picks. I think we're going to be talking about what the Eagles need to do to get that last wild card spot.
Wow, I like it. I like it. Zach, and we're talking to Zach Berman, The Athletic, does such a great, great job. Zachariah, Eagles are going to go all black on Sunday.
Yes.
Huh? We're wearing all black was the tweet. Week 11 uniform, blackout on a Sunday, a cloudy Sunday, 49-degree day at the link.
Yeah, my wife can tell you, I'm far from a fashion expert, so I don't have too much insight into that. I tend to like that all black look in the primetime games when it's night, when it's a dark game. But still, it is a good look, and when they're winning, it looks even better.
Damn right, Zach. Damn right. I've been fighting Anthony for this for, what, 2-3 years now?
Yeah, he loves the all black. I'm a double green man.
They don't pull that out too often.
Like the green. Like green is still my favorite. Like green is Eagles, you know?
Yeah, so like when I think of the all black look, I think of you pulling it out for a big game, right? You know, I remember that Christmas Eve game or Christmas Day game against the Raiders in the 2017 season, Foles' first home start. Games like that, they had a Giants primetime game when they pulled it out. When I remember Malcolm getting that interception at the end of the first half against Eli. So games like that, not necessarily a 1 o'clock game against the Saints in November, but hey, if it works for that, we'll see.
All right, health wise, they look pretty good, right?
Yeah, Goddard has been progressing, and he's in the concussion protocol still, yeah. But the fact that he's been out there is a sign of progress. I'd expect to see him, and then they have until tomorrow afternoon to bring Miles Sanders to the 53-man roster. The fact that he's been out there is a good sign. We'll get more from Sirianni in about a half hour in terms of updates there. But those are really the two injuries to monitor on the Eagles' side.
What do you think, assuming that Sanders plays, how they divvy up the carries?
I'm absolutely fascinated by this. It's actually something that I wrote last night that should be up on the Athletic soon. I'm not one of these people who says Miles Sanders is an overrated back or not a good running back. Miles Sanders can get you yards and chunks, and those are valuable. I think he needs to have a role in this team and a big role in this offense. That said, he was playing at least 60% of the offensive snaps in every game before the injury. He was at 80% before the injury. I don't think he'll have that type of workload. I think they like what they have in Jordan Howard. They'll mix Howard and Sanders together, somewhat similar to what you saw during that 2019 run. I think Boston Scott will have a small role, and I would imagine Kenny Gainwell is the guy who takes the back seat. So I do think Sanders is still the top running back, but I don't think it's like the unquestioned lead running back like he was for the first 6 weeks of the season.
You know what's weird, though? See, with Sanders, he's never really gotten a consistent, 18 to 20 carries a game for a long period of time.
That's fair. No, you're right. And part of that was that they were hoping it would be the case last year. The way that season went, it kind of got away from them there. But the thing that's jumping out to, I think, people in the Eagles building is the positive yardage that Jordan Howard's able to get. I mean, only five of Jordan Howard's 41 carries have gone for one or fewer yards this year. 18 of Miles Sanders' 63 carries have gone for one or fewer yards. So Sanders can get you those yards in chunks.
Part of it's competition, too, though. I mean, remember, you were playing against Detroit, like the Chargers that were bad against the run.
Sure. You know. No, that's true. But throughout Howard's career, look, he hasn't been spectacular.
I like Jordan Howard. I don't see where he should get more than, a half dozen carries. Like, I would look to, I don't know. Maybe I'm overrating Sanders, but I'd like to see him. I just want to see. I'm a bell cow guy, though. See, that's where I hate the share carries guy.
Yeah, and Sanders is clearly he's clearly the most talented running back on the team. And if you give him enough volume, I think he'll break enough chunk plays that it's going to look good in the end.
Yeah, I want home runs.
I do think, though, that you're going to find yourself in some 2nd and 10 and 2nd and 11
right.
situations.
I agree.
And they want to try to avoid those, especially with hurt the quarterback.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Zach, love talking to you, man. Fantastic. Just great job. You got to read Zach Berman. You got to follow him on Twitter. My brother, great stuff, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.
All right, bud. Here he is, Zach Berman.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.